right, it's Rosie on the house here with sweet Jennifer. Romy is actually, after wrapping up the outdoor living hour, last hour, he's actually up in Prescott at the Arizona Shade Tree Council seminar. So I'm in here alone with Jennifer, and we're here to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can bring Patrick into the conversation. Without Romy here, we're going to have Mike Reisch push the button and bring him in. Very good. Okay. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
I am fine. What are you up to today?
Oh, not much. I have two separate questions about two different subjects.
Try me.
But first, real fast, I just want to say thanks for coming out. You met me and my mom a couple years ago about her trying to remodel her house and sell it after her husband died. And you came out and looked at it and told us to pretty much kind of sell as is and cut our losses because it was too much work. And that's what we did. We took your advice and it worked out great.
It did, didn't it? You know, some people just get, and your mom was very concerned about the condition of the house. Well, she had been caring for your dad, and I just felt like, it was my opinion, y'all were going to do a lot better. Just sell it. The market had come back. They had a lot of equity in the house, and just go on to something in a new chapter that needed a lot less work. I'm glad it worked out for you.
It did. Thank you very much.
You betcha. And your questions for your current project?
Yes. Well, I have a whole bunch. But
okay, all right.
We just bought a new house, and it has a flat roof. So one of my questions was, is it common, or is there a company out there that can take the flat roof and, you know, give us a pitched roof, give us a new roof, maybe do vaulted ceilings, maybe just put up trusses over the existing flat roof and leave the flat roof and just put a pitched roof on top of it?
Okay.
And then my second question is, we have a one-acre irrigated lot with SRP water. And
nice.
I don't know what people do in the wintertime with their grass. I don't know if they just leave it, go dormant, or what. I don't know what the common practice is. Do they strip it and plant winter grass or what?
I don't know many irrigated lots that do that, because when you irrigate, you get so much contamination of other seeds. But I'll tell you what, Patrick, I'll turn that question over to John J. Harper and have him ring you back, okay? You can do it, but it takes some strategic after it sprouts before the next irrigation. You need to treat everything real well with a pre-emergent. There's ways to do it. But now, as far as this putting a pitched roof over the top of your existing flat roof, do you have parapets? Is it a kind of a territorial style home?
Well, that's a little parapet wall. I mean,
okay,
just to divert all the rainwater to the back of the house.
And what's the age of the home? What's the vintage?
I believe it was built in the 70s.
Okay. All right. What are your major cross streets?
70th Avenue and Thunderbird.
Okay. All right. Well, there are certainly remodeling contractors that can give you an estimate to do that. And in your part of town, the Rosie certified remodeler for that part of town is TWD, and they're at 99th Avenue and Bell. So, I would tell you just call TWD and have them send an estimator out, take a look at it, and go from there.
Okay. But do people ever put a pitched roof over a flat roof? I mean, and just leave the flat roof? Is it?
Yeah, you
is
can.
Is that something that they could do, or is that like a no-no?
No,
don't ever want to do that.
No, you can do that. It takes kind of a special accommodations for the bearing point of the rafters as it relates. You know, right now you have what we call a shed roof, where in the front of the house it's the highest, and everything is pitched one direction off to the back. Now you're going to want to put those rafters with the ridge probably running perpendicular to that, right? You're going to want the slope coming down the front of the house and off the back of the house. Am I picturing that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to have to do is find that back load-bearing wall and fur it up high enough, or build the trusses with the slope already built in so that when we stack them, everything is level. But a lot of times what we do is we create over the top of the load-bearing wall. What we've done in the past is we leave that roof, and then we put on the trusses, and then we insulate it real well. And with that roof already in place, depending on the condition, and it's a load-bearing 10-pound per square foot load, it turns into a pretty nice area that if you put a crawl space up there, you can get some nice storage up in there, and you have the opportunity for locking it in and keeping it real clean because you've already got insulation on the existing rafters. Is all that making sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Great. Yes, thank you.
And this is the house you bought with your mom?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Well, I am
move in later.
Okay. Well, I am tickled to death that the situation several years ago all worked out. I appreciate you letting me know that. When we get back, we're going to talk to Carrie and an open line for anybody else that wants to jump in right now.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.